A judge in Cook County, Illinois, has ruled that a fertilized egg mistakenly discarded by a fertility clinic was legally a human being. The judge's ruling, handed down last Friday, means that the Chicago couple whose blastocyst was accidentally destroyed can file a wrongful death claim against the clinic. The ruling has sparked all sorts of legal and ethical questions. Jeffrey Kahn is director of the Center for Bioethics at the University of Minnesota. He says it's doubtful the judge's ruling will stand up on appeal.
I think that the overwhelming sense is that it will be overturned. This is unprecedented law and seems to run contra to the development of law in this area around the state. Now, the language that the judge is citing in his opinion says that the Illinois legislature was pretty clear, and he's only following their intent in ruling in this way, and I guess we'll have to wait to see what the higher courts say in regard to that question.
If this ruling is held up and is not overturned, what implications might there be for other parts of reproductive medicine, say, of stem cell research?
I think it has very serious implications and ramifications for both reproductive medicine and any research that involves early human embryos or even pre-embryos. And that's because the judge has said these pre-embryos have the status of human beings and therefore have rights that need to be defended and protected. Now, what that means is all these embryos that are made in reproductive medicine clinics, many of which never are implanted into a woman's body but are frozen in freezers, would have some kind of claim to be brought to term. You might envision there being causes of action brought claiming child abuse on behalf of those frozen embryos. And by most accounts, we have some 400,000 to 500,000 such frozen embryos around the United States. Same would be true for any research involving human embryos, embryonic stem cell research being the most recent example of that, because any research on those embryos to take stem cells out of them causes them to be disaggregated or destroyed. And so you could see a claim coming saying, well, that's not only unethical, but illegal, and in effect it would be murder under this sort of decision.
And the question for people who work in fertility clinics would be, if they damaged a fertilized egg in some way, discarded it accidentally, as in this case, would they be vulnerable? Might they be the target of a lawsuit?
Well, certainly that's what's happened in this case. So you might extend that to say, well, what happens when a laboratory in one of these clinics is manipulating embryos, say, to do a pre-implantation genetic testing, which requires the removal of a single cell from a developing embryo, and in some cases that causes the embryo to stop dividing. You might even say kill it. So does that then leave the laboratory employees and the reproductive medicine clinic somehow liable for harm done to that developing embryo? I think all of these are the kinds of questions we would want to know the answer to as a decision like this, if it's allowed to stand, became part of Illinois and maybe other state law.
Is there a distinction, do you think, in that this is the case of a couple who had created this blastocyst? It was her egg and his sperm, and I guess theoretically at least their blastocyst, their fertilized egg, as opposed to a stem cell research experiment that was done in some lab somewhere.
Right, and you know, there have been numerous court cases around the country about what is the status of embryos that are made for reproductive purposes, but often the couples will get divorced, say. Who has the right to decide what should happen to those embryos? Should they be implanted because that was the intention under which they were made originally, or are they treated as property and they get split up among the members of the couple that's getting divorced? Usually now what's done in reproductive medicine clinics is that couples are asked to answer that question in advance of going through the process so that we don't end up in court trying to decide what status these embryos might have for the people for whom they were created.
Jeffrey Kahn, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Sure, thank you.
Jeffrey Kahn directs the Center for Bioethics at the University of Minnesota.